Okay, you grew up with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You turned out okay.
Well, now, it took me a long time. There was a long period.
Was it difficult?
It was. When I got it, I didn't know anything
more. When you were going through school?
School was awful.
Really?
I mean, full transparency, school is awful. And it is for a lot of, I feel like back in the 90s, it was probably harder.
Is it like that way now, or has it changed?
It's definitely easier. There are a lot better tools for people to manage their diabetes. Not everyone has access to the devices and the insulin. Insulin is still...
I think the stigma's a little bit better. It's not the best.
Definitely. Yeah.
But it's a little bit better as to what it is and how you care for it. And more, unfortunately, more people do have it now. And so it's known a little bit more.
But I think one thing that's really interesting that we're kind of dancing around is that lots of people don't realize, because the name juvenile diabetes still lingers with this disease, the vast majority of people living with type 1 are adults. You do not outgrow type 1 diabetes. And one of the things that I think is really exciting about the social groups that McKenna and Sarah are forming here is that they encompass people of all ages. So it encompasses people who have young children with diabetes. So you can find a peer who can help you, you know, with your third grader, and maybe even someone at your own school that you weren't aware of.